On February 1st, 2015, the Chicago Department of Public Health, or CDPH, received notification of 12 cases of acute diarrhea and vomiting among residents of a 150-bed facility. The facility had a total of 129 residents and 187 staff. On February 2nd, the total case count had reached 26. On the epidemic curve, as you see, blue color represent the residents, purple the staff, green the visitors. CDPH provided standard guidance and control of norovirus transmission. On February 3rd, the CDPH collected four stool samples from ill residents, and the Illinois Department of Public Health Laboratory tested for norovirus using polymerase chain reaction, and all four specimens tested were positive for norovirus G2. On February 6th, the case count had reached 47. CDPH performed an on-site assessment of infection control practices and provided further recommendation based on this assessment. Despite this effort, a second wave of cases occurred from February 8th to February 12th, and third wave from February 14th to 19th before transmission broke. Staff involved, as seen by purple bars, was more prominent in the later waves of the outbreak. The attack rate among residents was 40% and among staff was 14%, median age 83 years old among residents and 31 years among staff. Five resident cases were hospitalized and one unrelated death. 85% of cases reported diarrhea, 42% vomiting, and 4% fever. And I will show you now cases onset as they occurred in different parts of the facility. The facility made up of three floors. On the first floor, there is assisted living unit and an east skilled nursing unit. Can you understand this? Yeah, okay. On the first floor, there is assisted living unit and east skilled nursing unit. On the second floor, there is assisted living unit and two east, two west skilled nursing units. Third floor is the dementia unit. On day zero, the first three cases onset occurred in the first east skilled nursing unit, as shown by red circles. Older cases shown in blue, new cases onset are shown in red. Day one transmission occurred in one resident and one east, and four resident cases on the second floor skilled nursing unit. A case that became ill on skilled nursing unit was transferred to assisting living on this day, as shown by the arrow. Case multiplied among residents of the first and second floor skilled nursing units. A visitor of skilled nursing resident on 2 East also became ill, shown by a red triangle. On day 3, cases among staff began to appear, shown as red stars along the periphery of the floor where they were assigned that day. New resident case occurred among roommates of those already ill and neighboring rooms on the same floor. On day 5, we see the aftermath of the patient transferred assisting living. Now another resident and staff member became ill. The outbreak spread to the dementia unit, staff, and the residents. The cases continue to grow, and on day 17, we had three ill dietary staff on the first floor. And on day 21, the outbreak ended with a total of 80 cases. Overall, the skilled nursing unit residents were most heavily affected. Nursing was most affected, but illness occurred in almost every staff role. Dietary staff were affected, but not until day 17, so had no role in transmission. Gaps identified during our inspection included use of disinfected agent not effective against norovirus and difficult enforcing hand hygiene among residents with dementia. We recommended introduction of EBA registered disinfectant effective against norovirus and engagement of staff to improve hand hygiene and high touch surface disinfection. Other gaps, lapses in communication between staff and supervisors and non-compliance with staff exclusion policy due to lack of paid time off. And we recommend finding ways to increase communication between staff and management and to more effectively educate staff, also provide paid time off for ill employees. In conclusion, communication is key in preventing norovirus outbreaks in late-term care facility, and late-term care facility should report outbreaks as soon as they are identified. Management should make should make it easy to do the right things, both through hand-on training and... Thank you.